from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting an anti-Boko Haram commitment from the AU summit. The African Union Friday endorsed plans for a regional force of 7,500 troops to fight the militant group Boko Haram. That word came as the AU opened its annual summit in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed Boko Haram as part of his address to the summit.
This group continues to kill Christians and Muslims, kidnap women and children, and destroy churches and mosques. We will never forget the girls and boys kidnapped from Chibok last April, and I will never stop calling for their immediate and unconditional release.
Nigeria, Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Benin recently agreed to work together against the militants. Pakistani authorities say at least 58 people were killed and many others wounded in a powerful bomb blast in a minority Shiite mosque in Sindh province during Friday prayers. The bombing occurred in Lakhidar area of Shikarpur, around 470 kilometers north of the port city of Karachi. Jundala, a splinter group of the Pakistan Taliban, claimed responsibility for the attack, the latest in a rising tide of sectarian violence in Pakistan. The fates of two Islamic State hostages, a Japanese journalist and a Jordanian Air Force pilot, remain unknown Friday, a day after the latest deadline passed for prisoner swap. Islamic State militants had threatened to kill the Jordanian pilot, captured after his jet crashed in Syria last month, if Jordan did not release Iraqi prisoner Sajida al-Rishawi by sunset on Thursday. More on all of these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The African Union has chosen Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe as its new chairman. The Zimbabwean president addressed the crowd after the announcement was made during the African Union summit in Ethiopia.
By electing me to preside over this august body, with the full knowledge of the onerous responsibility that lies ahead, I humbly accept your collective decision.
North Korea is reporting a record number of imported mobile phones from China last year, including smartphones. The Seoul-based nonprofit organization Korea International Trade Association said Friday that North Korea imported $83 million worth of phones in 2014 that use mobile and cellular networks. The latest figure is the largest since 2007, when the nonprofit organization started tracking mobile phone trade between the two neighbors. U.S. President Barack Obama wants to invest $215 million into a new health initiative that would help tailor medical treatment to an individual's genetic makeup. In a proposal unveiled on Friday, President Obama said that the bulk of the money would go to the National Institutes of Health and its affiliate, the National Cancer Institute, for the development of, quote, precision medicine, a treatment that would replace a one-size-fits-all approach to medicine. The number of new Ebola cases in West Africa is dropping, but the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says the fight against Ebola is not over. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from the Red Cross headquarters in Geneva.
For the first time since June, the World Health Organization said fewer than 100 new cases of Ebola were confirmed over 1 week in the countries most affected by the epidemic, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. This is certainly good news, but the International Red Cross Federation is warning against a false sense of security. The head of the agency's Ebola Coordination and Support Unit, Beert Halt, says the epidemic is far from finished.
We are at a stage where some of the curves are bending, but they may flare up again.
Halt says cases of Ebola continue to appear in Sierra Leone and Guinea. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Stocks in the U.S. on Friday, the Dow, S&P 500, and the Nasdaq all were down. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Ukraine and Germany next week for talks with officials, including Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said Friday that Kerry will travel to Kiev. There had been speculation that Kerry would also travel to Moscow next week, but State Department officials say no additional stops have been planned there. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.